He got in trouble is right. First of all, they went to the upper room and they had a Passover meal. They had a meal together. And Jesus gave them some new commandments. And then he went out to the Garden of Gethsemane. And what happened at the Garden of Gethsemane? Does anybody know? He went to pray, but a big crowd came to him. And they arrested him and took him off to prison. And then they beat him. And then they took him out and crucified him. They killed him. What? They made fun of him. They mocked him. They beat him with all kinds of things. And then they killed him. But you and I know a secret that some people don't we? Do you know what's going to happen on Easter Sunday?
He gets born.
Oh, he gets what? Raised. He's going to get raised from the dead, isn't he? But we won't tell anybody yet, because that doesn't come till Sunday. Next Sunday, all right? So in the meantime, can you hold that in? Keep that to yourselves? And then we'll surprise people with it next Sunday. All right? Good. Let's say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the gifts you give us and for marching in with a parade on Palm Sunday. And now help us as we prepare for your resurrection. Amen. Thank you. Can you hold that? Well, I love a parade. Anybody else like parades? Oh, yeah. I think the biggest parade I've ever been in was one that I was somewhat responsible for. We had in the little town of Soldier, Iowa, they were preparing for their centennial, or they hadn't even thought about the centennial for the town, and I suggested that maybe we ought to do something big. So they did. And the committee that was responsible for the parade really went out of their way. They contacted communities all over western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. And we actually had more floats and more participants in that parade in the little town of Soldier, Iowa, with 250 people than they had in the big a parade in Sioux City. Amazing. The big parade there is usually enormous. But this one, it was so big that they wanted me to ride on one of the front floats. So I got on the float and we rode. They had to go up and down every street in town. There aren't that many. Every street. And when we got back to the starting place, which was the church, half of the parade hadn't left yet. And so they put me on another float. And I got to ride around the whole thing back and forth again. And they still were just finishing the parade. It was enormous. And it was so much fun because there was everything from the clowns, the Shriner clowns, to the little motor cars that scare everybody to death. And you can't even imagine what they didn't have. But parades were a lot of fun. I think it was, if you watch a parade, you may see that there are some people who are marching in a parade, especially in the bands, who don't know their left foot from their right. Not that anybody here would have that problem, but they'd be marching along and all at once you'd see them skip till they get in step with all the others. I think it was Thoreau, the early American writer, who said, if a person doesn't keep pace with his companions, perhaps he's marching to a different drummer. Well, Jesus was marching to a different drummer. And before him, Elijah was marching to a different drummer, and Moses most certainly was marching to a different drummer. He had heard the voice of God, and he was not marching with the Egyptian gods at all. The god, the dog god, the hippopotamus god, the beetle god, all of those gods of Egypt. Because you see, they were kind of territorial. That means that a river or a patch of water was their barrier. They couldn't go beyond that barrier. So when Moses leads the children of Israel through the Red Sea, he's declaring, my God is not limited by anything that limits your gods. Amazing message. But Isaiah too, as he writes to us in our first reading, talks to the people who are in Babylon in exile. And these people are, I've mentioned last week, are at the point of giving up because they've been there for so long, they think they'll never get back. But Isaiah says to them, God has given me the tongue of a teacher so that I might sustain the weary with a word. And Isaiah promises them God's promise that one day they will return and he will make a way for them in the desert. There are no barriers for God. When Paul writes to the Philippians, he also reminds them of a one who marched to a different drummer, Jesus the Christ. Jesus, who even though he was in the form of God, did not think equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself and became obedient even unto death on the cross. That's what he calls us to march to a different drummer than what the world marches to. When Jesus was born, the angels sang a new song. They weren't marching to the world's tune either. Glory to God in the highest and peace, peace on earth to men with whom he is pleased. And when Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan, again, he's marching to a different tune, and the heavens sang out with that tune. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when Jesus enters into the wilderness to be tempted in every way that we are, he again refused to march to the devil's tune, but marched to his own and refused to obey what the devil wanted. Instead, to follow the way that his Father in heaven wanted. So when Jesus comes on the scene to teach and to preach, he marches to a different tune than the world teaches. When he healed the sick and the blind, the lame, the deaf, the lepers, he was marching to a different tune. When he forgave the sins of many, and when he raised the dead to life, and when he fed thousands of people again, doing what nobody else was doing, marching to a different tune. And even as he enters Jerusalem on this Palm Sunday, he's not marching to the tune that the world is marching. He's marching to a new tune. To the sound of Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to the Son of David. And yet, did you listen to the background? Do you know what's coming this week? Do you know what they're actually saying behind the back before Easter? The world is saying, crucify! 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 And so, this week, this Holy Week, we remember why Jesus came down through Jerusalem, why Jesus celebrated, why Jesus was one who walked a different walk, who marched to a different drummer, to the Lord God Almighty, and why he emptied himself for us. Remember that I've said the word remember in the Bible doesn't mean just think about it. It means to relive it. My prayer for you is that this Thursday, you will come and join us for worship and relive the Last Supper. That you will come on Friday to the Methodist Church and remember the events of that last Friday. And then you will come next Sunday with all the beauty of Easter to celebrate what we and the kids are going to keep to ourselves until then. Which drummer do you march to? May you march to the one who loves you, who forgives you, and who reaches out to you and says, "You are my child." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.